Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things self-love and inner peace. Buckle up, because today we're diving into a topic that's more important than ever. How to prioritize self-care and wellness. You know, life can feel like a constant whirlwind of deadlines, obligations, and let's be honest, scrolling through endless social media feeds. It's easy to get swept away in the chaos and forget about ourselves. But here's the truth bomb, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about it like this. You wouldn't jump into a car for a road trip without checking the oil or filling up the tank, right? Your mind and body are your vehicles, and they need regular maintenance to run smoothly. So how do we actually prioritize self-care in our busy lives? Let's break it down into five golden nuggets of wisdom. First things first. Define what self-care means to you. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely nice. Self-care is anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or even just saying no to things that drain your energy. Get clear on what truly recharges you. Next up, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Don't let those precious moments slip away because you're too busy. You are worth the investment. Thirdly, listen to your body. It's constantly sending you signals, fatigue, headaches, digestive issues, even just feeling overwhelmed. These aren't ignored worthy signs, they're cries for attention. Take a step back, assess what might be causing those signals, and adjust accordingly. Maybe it's time for a longer nap, a healthier meal, or some time away from screens. Number 4. Practice mindful movement. We don't all need to become marathon runners, but finding ways to move your body that you genuinely enjoy is crucial. Think yoga, dancing, swimming, hiking. Anything that gets your blood flowing and makes you feel good. It's not just about physical health, it's about connecting with your body and releasing tension. Last but not least, remember to be kind to yourself. We all stumble, we all have off days. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go as planned, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, deadlines are looming, and your mind is racing a mile a minute? I get it. That's where self-care becomes less of a nice to have and more of a must have for survival. Just the other day, I was knee-deep in work, juggling emails, prepping for a podcast episode, and feeling that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. But then, I remembered my self-care plan. A midday walk in the park with my dog. It wasn't just about getting some fresh air, it was about intentionally stepping away from the chaos and reconnecting with myself. And you know what? When I got back to work, I felt refreshed, focused, and ready to tackle those tasks head-on. So remember, prioritizing self-care isn't a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being. By making conscious choices to nourish your mind, body, and soul, you unlock your full potential and create a life that is truly fulfilling. Okay, let's recap those golden nuggets. Define what self-care means to you, schedule it in like any other important appointment, listen to your body's signals, practice mindful movement, and above all else, be kind to yourself. Ready to put these tips into action? Start small. Choose one thing from this list that resonates with you and incorporate it into your daily routine. Celebrate those wins, big or small, and remember, you deserve to feel good. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-care inspiration, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.